Prabhupada, you're now dictating a clinical summary on Yaditzel Raudales, Yaditzel, last name Raudales, birthday 3/27/86, dictation 9/28/24. Patient complaints of a recent allergy shot. Getting shots every weekly. Every 2 weeks. Two in left arm and one in right. Takes to have an erection for bowel reaction for the past 4 days. Mother has treated with a Pepsid AC. And Zyrtec. Advised by allergist's office. Mother states is better, but worried about swelling. His symptoms. Excuse me. Mother requesting a prescription for mother requesting a prescription for steroid given to her for creosin eruption, questionable creosin eruption. Also states has lost 50 pounds in the past month on Mounjaro. No, excuse me, 50-pound weight loss on Mounjaro. Patient has type 2 diabetes, a history of obesity, allergic rhinitis, and eczema, social history. Went on a trip to Panama in a few weeks. Wants to be well. Physical exam. Your appearance, no acute distress. Head, eyes, ears, nose, and throat. It's a normal limits. Next up, without masses. Lungs clear, auscultation, percussion, heart rhythm, without murmurs, a gallop. Abdomen with a slight. Give me slight inflammation. With pruritus. Groin. Excuse me, with slight pruritus, left upper arm. Patient advised to continue on diet, continue medications. In prescription Medrol to take if necessary. Found diagnosis type 2 diabetes. History of cardiovascular eczema, local reaction to allergy shot, patients to follow up. As needed to follow up with allergists. Human refills of oxalitinocream, AUXOLITINO, RUXOLITINIB cream, 1.5%, to apply twice a day as directed, given Medrol 4 milligram dose pack. And follow up 2 months for Menjol. Esperdon, Menjoro. Also a history of fatty liver. All of asthma. Recent evaluation, including ultrasounds, and getting approval of Mounjaro. Last, the whole Mounjaro. Last blood sugar goes over, excuse me, metformin. And this blood sugar over 150. Recent blood work with triglyceride of 388, done in March. Glucose at 233 at that time with a creatinine, and low vitamin D, giving recommended supplements with A1C at 9.7. Due for repeat lab work. Thank you, Dr. Halberdier.